Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Michael D.
How's my reception there, by the way?
Your reception is very good.
Am I coming in well?
Yes, your technique is superb.
Thank you very much. I've been warned about that recently.
Yeah, I know. The political situation, it's a bit all over the place at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. I just wish they'd get on with it at this stage. I mean,
we're talking about another general election now.
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I mean, just do it. It's Valentine's Day. You've been flirting with each other for over 4 years now.
Yeah, but nobody wants that. That's what they
Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Yes, it's on.
You know, up the aisle.
But listen.
It doesn't matter to me. Mary Lou, you want to rock and roll with the Shinners? I'm waiting. You know, let's do it. Sock test, CBP. Let's have some fun.
In the meantime, does this mean you're kind of in charge sort of thing?
Well, now that I suppose I sort of am, you know. Free gaff up in Phoenix Park here, you know, ready to... I'm at your service, do you know what I mean?
Well, listen, the reason that we got in touch with you, because I just wanted to say well done, congratulations. I saw it in the papers and it was all over the news. 700 books that you donated from your own personal collection to the public library. Fantastic.
Yes, indeed, Ian. Well, as a public intellectual, I thought it was incumbent on me to share my wisdom down through the years from my personal collection of works and novels and literature and poetry that I have amassed and accumulated over the last 50 or 60 years or so.
Yeah, because, I mean, with the freedom of information and all that, I've got the list here, very impressive.
Wonderful.
War and Peace, of course,
Tolstoy.
Writer. Crime and Punishment.
Theodore Dostoevsky.
Right. Yes. And, of course, the complete works of James Joyce.
Actually, I just finished Ulysses again recently. It's the 15th time I've read
this. This is really...
Finnegan's Wake and Portrait of the Artist.
You get it, do you?
And Dubliners, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful... And anybody who can read these, I would urge them to do so in the public library.
Fifty Shades of Grey, it says here. Is that the... It's not 40 Shades of Green, or it's 50... 50.
Sorry, that must have been thrown in the box by Sabine or Sabina or whatever. Well, whatever she...
Are you sure now?
Well, of course I'm sure.
Yeah.
What possible...
50
interest?
Shades of Grey, very popular.
What possible interest could I have in Anastasia Steele and Red Rooms and bondage and non-disclosure agreements and cable ties and submissions and safe words like yellow?
Fair enough. Okay.
Right.
There's lots of poetry in there as well.
Gabriel Garcia Lorca. It's a limited edition. It was an early edition, second edition printed, I think.
Yeah.
There's Emily Dickinson. There's the complete works of Emily Dickinson. Yates. There's an awful lot
Yates,
of Yates.
Yeah, of course,
Anthony
Yates.
Kavanaugh, of course.
Yeah, and there's one here called Poetry for Dummies.
What?
Yeah.
Idea where that came from.
No, it has a picture here. It's got a writing on the inside. It says, to Michael D, I think this might help. Love, Seamus Heaney.
That
was probably a joke, was it?
That was an in-joke between poets.
You've also donated some really serious magazines there as well.
Well, National Geographic is a passion of mine.
And right.
I'm, of course, passionate about the environment, about the earth.
Yeah.
Also, as an economist, kind of an amateur economist, I have donated 68 copies of The Economist, some early editions of Time magazine, particularly from the early 1960s, John F. Kennedy.
Very good.
And one featuring Lyndon Johnson.
And Michael D.
Around the time of Watergate.
There's also 48 copies here of, what's Nuts magazine? Nuts. Michael D.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Listen live, on air, from 7 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.